Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's not about getting America organized. It's about getting the church organized with God. And church is not your building. Church is a people. It's about you and me. We got to say, you know what, God? You know, we got to be like Nehemiah and begin to pray and say, dear God, forgive us. You know, we've sinned against you. Our fathers have sinned against you. And don't worry about people's opinion about that. If God says it's sin, we just got to call it what it is. That's all he wants. And then he will forgive us if we say, okay, God, by your grace and your mercy and in view of your finished work on the cross, I'm just going to believe you're going to empower me to walk this walk out before you. And all of a sudden, everything stops. Everything stops. So encouraging to me was, you know, the big question we had about, you know, and Michael Padilla that I talked about was, you know, are we Jeremiah, the season of Jeremiah? Are we the season of Josiah? Are we the season of Daniel? And they're very three different times. I mean, you can imagine what it was like for Jeremiah. Nobody was listening. Everybody thought they were right and thought Jeremiah was wrong. Everybody. And they hated to hear Jeremiah. Because Jeremiah, when Jeremiah spoke, it caused them to feel like if he is right, then we're wrong and we don't want to be wrong. I believe God's changed. And so they would actually imprison him, beat him, just to treat him terrible. And what they were really doing, they were saying, this is how we feel about your ways, God. That's what's happening today. You know, of course, Michael Padilla, you know, he's comparing America with Romania, probably in all these different areas. He's got an orphanage over there. He's like, Jeremiah, after thoughts. But I know that when we first, and we know that God has established us, and this truly is a network God is building. And if his hand comes off of it, it falls. And if that's what he does, we're okay with that, you know, whatever he wants. But in the context of this, that he called us to be exactly where we are geographically, called us to do, spoke to people around the nation to be able to come be a part of what's going on, to play a role in the VFN Dream Team in regards to what God is loosing within an apostolic center on the Gulf Coast. And but the day launch for our audience, and we give a big shout out to all of our audience in WHBR, which is on the Gulf Coast. It's almost, if you look at the swath of space that where the hurricanes really came in, Ivan and Katrina and all that, that's pretty much the coverage area, which has been plowed up. And but now, because thanks to WHBR, you know, we're able to speak to you. And you can see us on WHBR Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time and catch us 24/7 on our app or at VFNTV.com. You can find out more. But the day that we launched for the region that God called us to establish, which you're now listening to, because we were going to transplant to a hub state, you know, in Dallas. And we were excited about that. And we were like, man, we were Texans. We was it. But you know, Jay-Z's, I was just like, oh, great. Great. Elijah's hanging around. Anyway, so, and so the day that we, the first day that we began to broadcast to the Gulf Coast, because we're obviously broadcasting around the world, is this new watch just stopped. It just stopped. And I don't know, I'm not telling you, you know, I'm not into, you know, but God's into, to, just showing us, and he does things to show us things. Well, that's what happened with Josiah, because there was great destruction that was, God said that I'm going to bring to Israel. Even though he had a covenant with Israel, he's going to bring great destruction there because of all the innocent bloodshed. And America's shed a lot more innocent blood than Israel did at that time. And with that, so Josiah got the word, read the word, repented, began to make right decisions, and because he was king, he was able to begin to remove all the darkness from the nation. And God just said, you know what? You know, you're one of the greatest kings that's ever lived before you or after you, what you've done. I mean, because of your stand, and what that is like, I mean, he didn't have as much repentance to do as much as to actually find God, because they kept God from him. They never let him know the word until that day he sent the carpenters down to do it. But as soon as he did this, and as soon as the first time he heard the word, now how many people in America has heard the word and they don't even pay attention to it? The first time Josiah heard the word, he responded to it. And he knew God is angry with us. He ripped his clothes. He personally repented. He went in front of the nation, and he repented. But he also brought people to repentance, set out teachers to begin to teach the words of God that was actually hidden by the religious folks of the day. And God just put everything on pause. Time stopped.
Right.
It was going to happen. I mean, it was going to happen in Nineveh. God, when God sets a plan, you know, and fashions a storm or a sword against the nation, that's what he says he's going to do. But he will send somebody to give us one last chance.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's just so loving.
And he's patient.
He's very patient. And he says, you know, if this is happening in a storm, I'm fashioning a sword against the nation. If my watchman that they've chosen that's on the wall, if they will warn the people, and long story short, they can change. They can turn. Mm-hmm. They can turn. If they turn, then it all stops. And it is proof positive with Josiah. It was proof positive with Jonah, with Nineveh. And there was a pause with Israel, because as soon as Josiah died, it went. And that's what God told him. He says, "Okay, we're going to pause with your life. When your life is over, it's going to pick back up with your son again." And that's when it's going to happen. And the reason why is because the son continued in darkness. He had the opportunity to be a Josiah. And if you have not yet listened to Josiah, you need to go to VFNTV.com and listen to it. Listen, truly, we do not waste 1 minute, 1 second. We're not trying to stimulate anybody's religious ear. Every word is painstakingly sought out and comes from a broken heart of one of abiding with God. And you need to hear this word, Josiah, because he was a king. He was a king. Well, the king can just go, this is you know how it is, and they begin to change things. And people say, yes, right, we don't have kings here. You know, we have elected presidents and all that. No, those are your representatives. They're not in this paradigm. In America, the kings are the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's we the people. We're the ones that issue the edicts. That's what kings do. They issue edicts. When King Josiah said, we're going to live by God's word, he issued out a writing and said, this is what's going to happen. And the king did it, said it, and that's going to be it. Well, you understand in America, it's a government by the people and for the people. Mm-hmm. So you are Josiah. The question is, will you respond like Josiah? Will you respond like Josiah? And instead of reading over the word like it's no big deal, begin to abide and go, God, this is me you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is me. I want to repent. I want to rip my clothes and just say, dear God, forgive me. I see that you're angry with me. And then begin to your sphere of influence and begin to speak to your representatives and let them know your values and just tell them right up front.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them right up front. And you never know that God could just put a pause on and to say for your generation. And in the context of that, when the watch stopped the day that we moved into the region that God wanted us to be in and things turned, and the first day on WHBR when VFN Radio, VFN TV is being broadcasted to the you know, over 500,000 homes and potential 1.4 million audience reach from Mississippi to Destin, it stopped. And I'm like, whoa, Lord, we're just hanging. Yeah, we're going to believe. I mean, why would he send Jonah if he did not want to forgive and to restore Nineveh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why would he touch King Josiah's heart to go get the word just to see if he would actually respond to it? Why would he send Samuel to tell them one more time, do you really want a king? Do you really want to reject me? Because that's the God that we serve.
Right.
I mean, don't throw your hands up and say it's over. It's over if you actually think it's over. But if you, it ain't over till God says it's over. But if you say, you know what? I'm going to begin with me. I'm going to look at the man in the mirror and I'm going to begin with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to look intently and study the word of God. And you know what? And I'm going to go listen. I'm going to go to VFN TV at VFNTV.com and I'm going to listen to Josiah. And then I'm going to listen to the state of the nation. I want to find out what's the state of my nation, which I'm the king over, right?
Mm-hmm.
We the people. Mm-hmm. So I'm Josiah. And it takes a lot of us Josiahs to get together the way the representative government is set up here. But at least if you start issuing edicts, if you start talking to your representatives, God sees that there's a desire, that there's hope. And he said to Abraham, he said, when Abraham said, listen, if there's 10 righteous folks, if there's 10 righteous folks, would you not spare it?
Right.
Would you not spare it? And it's like, listen, there are people here in America that if we stand up, God will spare this nation just because those folks stand up for God and say, you know, I'll be a light in the midst of this darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Light in every single state, light in every single city. But if 97% of us are not in the light and in the word that the Josiah read, if we're not in the context of that, then it's over in the context of that. Because we're going to have to repent, which means we have to know what God wants us to do and do it after seeking forgiveness. And it's so important. If you have not yet, and realize that's what happened on the first day of the broadcast during what I believe is going to be a glory zone, is that if we listen to God, God, no matter what happens on the earth, no matter what happens in the nation, God can protect, set angels about a region that says, God, you are a God. We acknowledge you, and your ways are our ways. Forgive us for the sins of our fathers and the sins of the past and the present sins. We want you to be the Lord of our life. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. Just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.